Good evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Land surveyors were making accurate measurements today. Preparations have already started on Thursday morning to build a 4-meter-high, 175-kilometer-long fence along the Hungarian-Serbian border. The total construction would cost a maximum of 25 billion forints, but people in the region hope that sealing the border would stop the wave of migrants into the country and their lives can get back to normal again.
Land surveyors began the geodetic measures early in the morning on Thursday at the Hungarian-Serbian so-called green border. With the help of a measuring station and a geodetic GPS, engineers can accurately measure if the border signs and the landmarks are in the right place. The 4-meter-high, 175-kilometer-long fence would be based on these measurements. The vice chairman of the council of Bács-Kiskun County supports the physical border seal, since the county has the longest, 113-kilometer-long border section. László Rydek said migrants have so far given up themselves the moment they crossed the border, but since the news broke that Germany and Austria would also send them back, they changed tactics. Refoulement is more likely when recording the migrants' fingerprints. Therefore, illegal migrants choose to hide. This means that if they find an empty farm, for example, then they stay there, said the vice chairman.
Italy, France, Italia, Spain.
These illegal migrants would like to reach Germany, France and Spain through the Hungarian-Serbian border. According to statistics, hundreds of illegal immigrants cross the green border every day. Living with the thought that 300-400 people show up in the villages every day, and it is not only the green border statistics, people appear in the streets of Szeged too. So from now on, every truck is suspicious. Human trafficking will flourish because these people are determined, said Béla Kokos. László Botka, socialist mayor of Szeged, told a Hungarian daily newspaper that he thinks that the citizens were not affected by the migrants. They did not even meet any during the day, because migrants only use Hungary for a transit route. According to the socialist politician, Hungary's real problem is not immigration, but emigration. There is a record number of migrants at the Debrecen Migration Center already. At the moment, about 1,500 people live there, while the facility was built for 830 only. So sooner or later, the station has to be expanded. If the migrant situation turns worse, then all of a sudden we have to accommodate a large number of migrants, then in a very short period of time we can receive residential containers that we can connect to these units, said the regional director. After examining all the 30,000 submitted asylum applications, the Hungarian Office of Immigration decided in only 20 cases that the applicant was eligible to refugee protection.
The government does not like the idea of building a fence between Hungary and Serbia, but to guarantee the country's security, it must do so urgently. Minister heading the Prime Minister's office, János Lázár, said on Thursday. He added that Hungary expects an influx of 150,000 illegal migrants this year, and an additional 200,000-300,000 migrants will be sent back to Hungary by the Western countries.
The Hungarian government didn't make this decision because we would like this idea. We won't build a fence on the Hungarian-Serbian border with pleasure, said János Lázár, the minister heading the Prime Minister's office. He added, Hungary cannot wait any further because, as forecasts say, 150,000 illegal migrants would pass through the country this year. That means a security threat. The minister emphasized that legal entry would still be possible for everyone. The Hungarian government adheres to all of the international conventions about migrants, so the political refugees will still be considered as refugees. He said, during the Yugoslav wars, Hungary has already proven that it can distinguish between a refugee and an illegal migrant. We know exactly how it is when there's a war in the Balkans and when we have to give a helping hand to those who are affected by the war. Among those were Hungarians, Serbians and ethnics from the Balkans. We can distinguish between war times and the situation when someone, maybe not even from Europe, tries to enter the country illegally, said János Lázár. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency installed billboards in the Budapest metro that displays refugees who, according to the agency's press release, have found their new home in Hungary and contribute to the development of the country. If the UN can have a billboard campaign, then I think the Hungarian government can also have a billboard campaign, said the minister. Janos Lazar said, Hungary has given a refugee status to the people displayed on the UN billboards because most probably they came from a country where they were persecuted. It isn't worth to mix up things. We are talking about the safety of the country and the protection of the borders, and we are talking about illegal border crossers who, according to us, are committing a crime, said the politician. State Secretary András Giros has welcomed that the UN has immigration on its agenda. This much-needed publicity could mean that besides the UN Refugee Agency, the traffickers will also get to know the standpoint of the Hungarian government, and they will see clearly that this is not a good direction, said the state secretary. Janos Lazar reminded everyone that the planned fence on the border would not limit the traffic of the existing border crossings Röszke, Bácsalmás, Tompa, Ásotthalom, Tiszasziget and Hercegszántó. Those with appropriate documents and the asylum seekers can use them just like before.
The members of the National Security Committee of the Parliament were briefed on the planned fence on the Serbian-Hungarian border on Thursday. The ruling Fidesz members of the committee believe the fence is a very important step. The opposition parties criticized the government about it. Right-wing Jobbik thinks the human traffickers will find new ways to smuggle migrants into the country. Thus, more border guards would be needed on the Croatian, Ukrainian and Romanian borders. During the day, socialist politicians blocked the HQ of the ruling Fidesz party in Budapest with a mobile fence to demonstrate against the government's decision. To that, the spokesman of the Fidesz party said the socialists are still taking sides with illegal migrants. They trampled the vegetables, damaged the fence and steal the laundry hangout to dry in the garden. Farmers say in southern Hungary, illegal migrants cause big trouble down there. Locals say they used to help the migrants, but they lost their patience by now.
Zoltán Kis, a farmer at Ásotthalom along the southern border of the country, harvests his land. Around here, he's the first one whose land is being disturbed by migrants. They cause the most trouble at night. Whatever comes into their way, they climb it or kick it down. That's what they did to the gasoline barrels many times, he said. Basically, they stomped through the crops. I don't understand why they had to come in here, said another farmer. István Boranyás is showing his foil tent where he keeps all the vegetables. Illegal migrants regularly walk through his land. The route can be clearly seen on the cornfield as well. At another farmer's land, migrants devastated the corn. Moreover, they ruined the fence as well, causing a lot of damage. They torn fences, they just simply vandalize. I don't understand why they are so aggressive. They run through the vegetables and grains, basically just step on everything that comes into their way, said the man. Locals say wherever illegal border crossers go, they damage everything. Foil tents had been cut up, microspray irrigators were thrown apart, fences were vandalized. And now they are ruining the fruits as well, said the local man. According to the mayor, they mean health risks too. A few days ago, African migrants vomited at one of the bus stops. The next day, our children are waiting for the school bus at the same stop, said the mayor. Migrants often simply move into empty houses. They broke the windows and moved in. They were waiting for someone or something. This happens almost every day, said Tibor Molnár. According to the Hungarian Farmers Association, the migrant wave must be stopped. The vice president of the organization advises farmers that when they feel threatened, they should call the police. Farmers should call the police immediately if they feel insecure. The communication is good, very good, so authorities usually act quickly, said Gergely Domján. Along the southern border, farmers fear that with the fruit and vegetable season, they will suffer even more losses. They said they used to help the migrants, but by now, they lost their patience.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Tomorrow, Orsolya will be waiting. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.